Good morning, Malika.
Hi, good morning.
What are you doing in our
room? We're here for this workshop where we're working with bamboo and we're kind of playing with the whole material and making these structures that, you know, we just think of that we can make, and we're actually making it, designing it. So yeah, that's, we're making a dome, and then we're making a yurt, then we're making a few toys, instruments, then we're making this chair out of bamboo, which we've never done before and which is just really, really new. So we're kind of...
And I was, you're a student of architecture.
Yeah, I am.
Where you, the whole group is from the same place?
Yeah, we all
same
from
university?
Bombay in Navi Mumbai. So there's this college called D.Y. Patil College of Architecture. It's in Navi Mumbai, so all of us, we're in first year doing architecture.
In first year. How come you decided to come to Oroville? Where is the idea? Or somebody informed you or what?
Well, we didn't really know about this place. Then our faculty came up and they told us about this place. And then we went online and we saw such amazing things that happened here. Then we just had to come.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just...
The work with workshop with bamboo was long. How long? It was 10 days, yeah?
No, we had a 3-day workshop.
Three days.
For working. And 1 day basically getting to know the place. And so that's the...
But out of that, you really came with something concrete? You managed to do anything?
Oh, yes. I think if you look outside, we've made this huge dome, which is made of bamboo.
In 3 days?
Yeah, it's just... I don't know how that came up. It's just amazing. Then we made this other dome, which is using other bamboo sticks. Then we have a few toys that we made. Then we made furniture. Then we made... a showroom, which we're making. It's not really complete.
How many are you in the group?
We're 80, 85, 86 of us. That's a huge group.
That's a really huge group, yeah.
Yeah.
Pratik?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the workshop?
It's really amazing and it's really different to see the techniques and everything. It's really different. We never thought about those things in that way. And the things that we made turn out so amazing that we are really, really in love with them, actually.
Oh, we don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go back at least.
Yeah. Seriously, we would like to work on these things more.
Even on bamboo itself?
Yeah.
Or you were thinking more on sustainable other structures? Because beside that, we also got the Earth Institute, yeah?
Yeah, I heard about that, but then we didn't get a lot of time to see everything. So I think we might... I mean, a few of us thought we'd come here down in the summer because I've heard you had summer workshops. So we'd like to come down and see everything.
In your study of architecture, what you are planning to... put more emphasis on? Or what
we
you
are
like
trying
to
focus more on sustainable architectures because future needs it and we have to learn more about it. That's more important, I feel. And we'll focus on other stuff too. That's like modern stuff and everything. But in this workshop, we learn really important stuff about nature and architecture and everything, actually.
I mean, you can substitute any material with bamboo. And it's environmental friendly and it's low cost. In Bombay, you would not get to know about materials like this. Nobody would use bamboo. And we come here and we see the amazing use of this material. And it's just, you know, you wonder, why? Why don't people do this? I want to do something with bamboo. That's just interesting me so much.
Vinny.
Yeah, hi.
How you feel?
I feel amazing out here. I can smell bamboo everywhere. So yeah, it's really good out here. It's a different set of mind out over here. Like in bamboo, there's this... in Mumbai, there's this pollution life and too hectic life. And over here, it's just a peace of mind. Like you feel so good. Like I feel bamboo has that quality that it gives a peace of mind. So we can feel that, and it's really amazing out here. We are getting to learn so many different things. We are getting to learn how bamboo can be used in different ways, and that's really nice.
I believe that when you started to study architecture, you had an idea which material, what you're gonna do. So what is your plan as an architect? To build big houses, family houses, roads?
Yes, my idea is basically building houses for people. Yeah, it can be bungalows, it can be a multi-story building. Yeah, let's see how it goes. I'm still a first-year student. How it shapes up, let's see how it goes.
So you think that 3 days, even if it's short 3 days, it was beneficial for...
Yes, it was completely beneficial because this workshop has really got that in my head that why can't we work on this? Like, why can't we create our own kingdom of bamboo? Why can't we do something? Why can't we play with bamboo more? Why can't we have everything of bamboo? So, you know, we are getting these thoughts in our head. So it is really nice and we're looking forward to do few things. Like, we were literally talking that let's go back and let's start something with bamboo. Let's leave college and let's do something with bamboo. And let's start selling goods. Let's start earning right now. So yeah, we have a good fresh energy out here. We've learned a lot over here. We're really happy with that. Like these 3-4 days, they were really worth it. Very worth it.
How about Auroville itself?
Well, Auroville, you know, it's a very different, it's like a really, really different community. You don't see a community like this ever anywhere. I mean, there's not one place in India or anywhere else that you have a community where people from everywhere coming and they're living together and they're doing things together, and it's really nice. I think it's one of, you know, you have so many things. And I was talking yesterday and then I got to know there like hundreds of things you can do here. It's not just bamboo. You have you have everything. It's nice. We had food here, which was also really good. Then we saw the place. We saw the Matri Mandir, which I really wanted to go inside, but we couldn't go. So it's really nice.
And from the point that you are all focused on architecture, how you think about, because I think somewhere down the line you saw different communities, different houses, different projects. Also the road which is in progress. So what is your impression from the architecture point?
Yeah, first of all, we got to see that people from various cultures and various nations are here. So it's like we can learn many things out of them. And so we did learn from them. Like every person had a different technique for doing one single thing. So it will benefit us in architecture, I think, largely. And also we are thinking about using this techniques that we learned today in this workshop, actually.
Here, basically, all the materials used were eco-friendly. So we don't see buildings like these in the cities. And that's why this place is so much more cleaner and pure. Like, when you come, you breathe the air of Bombay, you feel so clogged. You feel like, well, I'm in a smokehouse or something. And then now, it's just fresh. And you're fresh. And we working the whole day. And we're sleeping and we're still fresh in the morning. So that's I think this is what did
the benefit to live in the nature. Yeah,
yeah, it is. I mean,
imagine to live in a bamboo house with bamboo flooring, have a bamboo bathroom, huh?
I did see one of those houses there. They were so,
and you got the bamboo sheet.
Yeah,
on the bed.
That's so much.
And use the bamboo shampoo and
everything.
It's really so versatile, the bamboo itself. Not only that it's fast growing, it's eco-friendly, but it's really versatile from eating to...
It has also healing properties, so it's really
interesting thing. The charcoal, you got healing.
And it's low cost. And
grows easily.
Everything.
But as far as I know, the only problem is that it's not really the proper bamboo type to build the things around here. You have any idea how we could bring that?
Well, there's different type of bamboo, I think, that grows at particular places, if you could get those. But that'll kind of cost a lot to, you know, transport bamboo from one place to another. But I don't know, there's so many techniques now. You can just grow a different variety. Maybe you could just experiment a little and see according to the climate, according to the humidity, everything. You could try to make a new species of bamboo that is sustainable and proper for this area. And I think if you start cultivating it, it might work out.
Out of everything you saw, what was the most impressive to you?
Out of the structures or?
Well, anything. I mean, place itself, the workshop, people, food, or whatever.
I guess the people out here are really amazing. Like, you go anywhere, they have a pleasant smile on their face. No one will be like, No, like, at least with us, they've been really nice.
Really friendly.
They're really friendly. The people over here who've been working with us, whatever we've asked them to do, they've done nicely with a smile on their face. Like, even if we've told them to remove it again, start building it again, they've not hesitated in doing anything. So they were really friendly. So the locals out here are really good.
So the workshop was basically, you were doing the plans and the workers of Bamboo Center were working what you were planning.
No, we were together.
You were physically also working?
Yes.
We did the
workshop. Oh, okay. I was a little bit confused because it's... And to you, what was the most impressive thing?
Actually, many things. The whole place was impressive. I mean, for...
But if you think back and you said, like, when you would be on the way home,
actually,
the bus would say, okay, that...
I'll say the same answer. I think the people are important and people make a difference. And people over here are really good and really, really nice. I love them. I mean, they helped us like anything. And they taught us everything. So it was really good. I think people are important. Structures can be made anywhere, but people make a difference.
Thanks. And you?
Well, one thing that intrigued me was that everybody has cycles and motorcycles. And I barely saw any cars. We didn't see any cars here.
Do we have roads for the cars?
Yeah, that's. But then it's so... I mean, I saw those nice motorbikes and I was like, this is so nice. Apart from that, I think the whole environment... I think the type of community living that exists in Auroville is one of the most interesting thing, and I really like that, because I think all the places we should have a community like this. You know, there's such a divide all over. If you go to any place, you go to Delhi, you stay in Bombay, you go anywhere, there's like, you know, there's a divide, and here everybody is just who they
connected.
Are. They're just
connected.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah. They're not defined by the status or their bank balance or whatever. They're just defined by their work, and that's the most amazing thing, I think. So that's really nice.
Yeah, and I'd like to add, the beauty of Auroville lies in its simplicity. Okay, it lies in its simplicity. So yeah. I wouldn't want the roads to be constructed out of cement or whatever. I wouldn't want cement buildings out here. I would want everything to be like this, because it's the essence of it lies
in bamboo or natural materials.
Natural materials, exactly. Like, people from outside, they would love to come over here because of this. So I wouldn't want them to make roads, proper roads or something. I guess this is really
beautiful place itself.
Yeah, we working now on the Crown Road, and the traffic increase.
Oh, that's
like highway.
Yeah.
When you were saying about the bikes, it's with the development also some other things go up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I believe all three of you we would see you again, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
surely. Definitely.
Definitely.
I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were asked by the faculty members of DYAI Patil College in Navi Mumbai to provide a bamboo construction workshop for the entire first year of architecture students at their college. Actually, we did have to think about it, because this is 90 people coming, and doing a workshop for 90 people is
a big challenge.
And the logistics, you know, because they needed accommodation, and you know, accommodation is not easy for 100 people in Auroville.
Top season, no. Where do you guys sleep here?
Yeah, we're staying. We've got access to accommodation in the village. There's an apartment building in Alankupam that we're able to use for this. Then the logistics of transport and food, and apart from the construction workshop, it's what else do we do to keep them entertained? So we've done that. We've put together some other programs, yes. And so the 4-day workshop is really an introduction to bamboo as a construction material, not just for housing, but for furniture, for homewares, for toys, for jewellery. Yeah. The students in different periods of time have really worked across all of the areas. So they haven't just built structures, but they've also built toys. So that's been really very good. The other challenge we had was to try and show them a little bit of the philosophy of Oroville.
I'm sure I've been on the mother, yeah?
Yeah, and that's rather difficult in the limited time. But the consequence of this is that we've done what we have been able to do in the 5 days that was available for us. But now the college and the principal of the college and the college faculty are talking about returning and returning for a slightly longer period of time so we can broaden the message, if you like, of Sri Aurobindo, the mother, and of Oroville. And I think that they would be very interested in this as well. Because, I guess, if there was anything that was slightly lacking, it's probably that.
Is there any member of faculty with the group?
There are three members of the faculty left. One left yesterday. Mm-hmm. The three are still here. Yeah, we'll find them for you if you wish to speak with them.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, you do have regular bamboo workshops in the bamboo center, yeah?
Yes. We do various workshops, the major one being the one that we're doing with this group, which is bamboo construction. This year already in our regular workshops, we've probably had about 40 people come through. We've got a reasonably large booking next month. So we think this year is going to be our most successful year for sure for the workshops. The fact is with this group, we think that the workshops this year we're going to probably get 500 or 600 participants throughout the year, and that's a significant increase.
Also a lot of work beside the other work.
Yeah, look, you see, the fact is that in one sense, education is the most important thing to us. Products are important, developing bamboo is important, but actually working with young people, getting the opportunity to give them an education in a way that is perhaps not entirely, not what they would entirely expect. And that really includes coming to Oroville. You know, the Bamboo Centre and the Bamboo Workshops would not exist without Oroville. Of course, Oroville would exist without the Bamboo Centre. But the Bamboo Centre is like, it's the attraction, or the workshop is the attraction for a particular group of people in India, which is architectural students. But beyond that, so is Oroville, because there are more architects here than almost anything else. And then beyond that, there's the whole theory behind Oroville of sustainability and environmental friendliness and the philosophies that built the place of the mother.
Thank you, Nick.